There is a din when it comes to Sfiras Omer, which I think sometimes sparks a little bit of confusion, especially if you don't really understand what the din is all about. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tav Pei Tes If Dalet that if a person asks someone during Ben Hashmashos, what night is it tonight in Sfiras Omer, and then the person responds, it's the 18th, so tonight's the 18th, then he can no longer count that night with a bracha, and therefore, the common practice is people say, "Oh, yesterday was the 17th," and this way you're safe and you can count with the bracha. What is this halacha based on? Simply, the person says, "Tonight's the 18th." That's Sfiras Omer. He already counted. So therefore, he may already have been yotze the mitzvah, and he cannot count again with the bracha. So first of all, this obviously is limited to a time period in which a person can be yotze the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. I've heard people do this in the morning. In the afternoon, the fact that I say right now tonight's the 18th. Oh, now you can't count. People have told me now you can't count the bracha. That's not correct at all. You can't be yotze now for counting tonight, of course. So therefore, there would be no thought that a person was already yotze, and he obviously would have to count with the bracha. How far does this go? So the Mishnah Brewer writes two things, two limitations. He says, first of all, until Shkia, you're definitely not Yotze. So even after Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before, when it's sometimes possible to daven Mariv, he says, nonetheless, at that point, the person you're not Yotze, and therefore, if you answer in this way, you say, oh, tonight's the 18th, you'd still be able to count with the bracha. There are some poskim who question that, but that's what the Mishnah Brura passes la locha. Maybe it would be different if a person already accepted Shabbos. That relates to how we understand Tosefta Shabbos, probably not different, but maybe it would be commonly people after they accept Shabbos will say last night was instead of tonight is, but it could be that there would be room to count with a bracha even if you did say tonight is. The Mishnah Brura adds that if a person is always makbid to dafka count after Tseis HaKochavim, then even if it is after Shkia, even if it's during Ben HaShemashos, and a person doesn't have in mind to be Yotze, just say, oh, tonight's going to be. So then he's definitely not, that's as though he has kavana not to be yotze. And then certainly a person is not yotze, and he would be able to go ahead and to count with the bracha. An interesting question is raised by some poskim, it's quoted in Piskei Tshuvos as follows. What about on Lag BaOmer? So a person says, oh, it's Lag BaOmer. So now you just said, one thing I didn't mention, the Mishnah Brura says, if you don't say Hayom, if you don't say today is, you just say 18th, so then definitely also you're not Yotze. The whole point of the series is to say today is. So let's say it's Lag BaOmer. A person says, oh, today's Lag BaOmer. Tonight's Lag BaOmer. So then, so some posts can write that person should avoid doing that until he actually counts. It's tonight is Lag BaOmer. That's a form of counting. The truth is that this is related to a different machlokas I post him about whether a person can count in that form in Rosh Tevos. Can you say tonight is Yud Ches? BaOmer, would that count or not? So this is a machlokas haposkin. Some say that you are Yotze, some say that you're not. Salvechik is quoted as explaining that the machlokas is based on whether Sfiras Omer is amira, is a statement, in which case you have to say it fully. Just saying yudches, maybe that's not considered a statement. Or it's not amira, it's counting, it's sfira. So counting, so maybe it's the calculation is the key. As long as you say something which indicates a calculation, so maybe you would be Yotze, but anyway, that's something to keep in mind. Tonight is, certainly if you don't say tonight is, so then definitely it wouldn't be a problem. And he writes as well in Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes, that if a person asks, is tonight the 18th, and you simply say, yes, it is, so then definitely neither one of them have been Yotze. One of them just asked, he didn't say. The whole point is to state, tonight is. And the other one didn't say anything in particular, just said yes. So that's definitely not considered to be Yotze, and you would be able to go ahead and count with a bracha. It should be noted, of course, anytime a person is not sure if he should count with a bracha, even for example, a person skips a whole day, we're really not so certain that you shouldn't count with a bracha. So if you're a bit tzibur, you should have in mind to be Yotze with the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. Have a wonderful day, and please remember to stack.